broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Thursday morning. Thursday, October the 20th, 2022, 10/20/22, 12 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 33 degrees and mostly sunny skies. Just above the freezing mark here in Marion. And boy, is it sunny outside. Looking out the window right now, it is a beautiful, beautiful morning. If you have anything to say about what we talked about in hour number one, give us a buzz. A lot of topics from hour number one. We talked about the fruitcake toss, all the current entrants we have. December 15th at 7 p.m. will be the fruitcake toss. We've got Sarah, Judy Cressup, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph Thacker, Glenn Coble, Brandon, and Angie so far in the fruitcake toss. And remember, if anybody knows Ralph Thacker or how to get in touch with him, please do that on our behalf and let him know that the fruitcake toss is December 15th at 7 p.m. And we would love to have him there for that event. And if you would like to enter anybody, just give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. You can enter as many people as you like, as many times as you like. Just make sure they know when it is and what time it is. December 15th at 7 p.m. so they can show up and participate. We were also talking about the fire levy again in hour number one. Do you think the fire levy will pass here in Marion come, I guess it would be come November the 8th? Do you think they've made their case? We were talking about the Guardians not going to the World Series. Is anybody upset about that? You know, a lot of people seem to be upset about it on Facebook. And there was something, and I did not watch these games. I don't think I watched any of the games, to be honest with you. But, you know, Bob Costas was on this show, sports announcer, back in April or May. And apparently, there was something with Bob Costas and the Guardians when he was calling the games. Does anybody know what was going on with Bob Costas? What was that whole... I've seen stories about him, but I haven't clicked on it and read them. But why were people so angry with Bob Costas? You know, this is kind of like, why are people angry at Colleen Marshall? What do these broadcasters do that ticks people off so much? Does anybody know the story behind what happened with Bob Costas and the Guardians? Was anybody watching those games to know what was going on there? Or again, the question still remains. I still have not gotten a good answer. And if there is a good answer, I'd be interested to hear it. Why do people have certain people have such a problem with Colleen Marshall doing the news? What is it she does that really apparently cheeses people off? What is a radio voice? We talked about that in hour number one. What is a radio voice? You know, I was telling the story yesterday about going through a drive-thru, and a lady said, well, I always remember you because you have a voice that should be on the radio, and which tells me she didn't even know that I was on the radio, and I don't know what a radio voice is. I've never been able to figure that one out. And let's see, what else did we talk about in hour number one? We talked about a lot. Tomorrow we should have the big competition. I believe Abby is coming in at 12:15 tomorrow. So we will finally tie a knot in the big competition that we have been talking about forever so long. Now, the good news is I think Abby's nose is back in joint. So, you know, it was out of joint for about 2 weeks. Maybe that's the span that somebody's nose can be out of joint. Because I'm pretty sure her nose was out of joint for 2 weeks. And I think she pretty much admitted the other day that her nose was out of joint. I know she had denied it. Well, let's see here. What I should say, trying to pick my words wisely on this one. Well, I'm looking at this. Well, there's breaking news here this morning. United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announces resignation after 6 weeks in office. Well, that's a short little run. Apparently, it was a turbulent 6 weeks, and she's already done. Liz Truss has resigned, the British Prime Minister. So, there you go. Liz Truss already out of office. Well, you know, she was the last Prime Minister that the Queen did. What did the Queen do? Visited with her? I don't remember. But there was something, but she's already apparently hanging it up. So there you go, after 6 weeks. Glenn. Oh, Glenn just responded. All right, Glenn is going to be in the fruitcake toss. Okay, he said yes. Just got a response from Glenn. How about that? So Glenn Coble will return to the station come December 15th, I guess it'll be 7 p.m. So there you go. So Glenn is in. Oh, I didn't give him the time. I gave him the date, but I didn't give him the time. Okay. December 15th at 7 p.m. Well, see, it's just that simple. Now we've got Glenn Coble. Does anybody want to nominate anybody else for the fruitcake toss here this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Now we're picking up steam with that. But where was I before? Oh, yeah. Abby will be in tomorrow. We'll do the competition. It's not going to be push-ups. Her nose is back in joint. We'll have a nice little competition. She will either win or she will lose, and then she will have to buy me lunch. But her nose, I think, is back in shape. But what I was going to say was, I talked to her this week, and I think that she did admit that her nose was out of joint. Now, I know she has said many times that it wasn't, but I do think it was after talking to her this week. But I think it was out of joint for a different reason. She just felt that I did not give her credit. So that got her nose out of joint. Which, you know, that certainly is understandable. But I would not do that on purpose. But enough being said about that. Because this time it will not be timed. There will be no counting involved. Because that apparently just brings nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble. And we don't need any kind of trouble. You know what's funny? She's one of our... I never include her in our avid listener group. But, you know, as far as I know, Abby always has us on in the office. Now, it's interesting because I have not heard from her... because she usually messages me when I start talking about her. I have not heard from her, I don't think, since Monday when she called in. I think she called in on Monday when we were having some fun with her. So she must not be listening much this week. She must be busy. You know, we all get busy from time to time. We certainly can't fault anybody for that. But there you have it. Friday, tomorrow, 15, the competition will happen. And if anybody has any suggestions on what that competition should be, they are free to offer them up. 740-751-4038. And again, our listeners out there, now Glenn's talking up a storm. At the station. Yes, Glenn. We will be at the station on December the 15th for the fruitcake toss. So. All right. Now he's giving me a thumbs up on that, too. Glenn will be there. Tossing a fruitcake. Now, I would not say that he would be an odds-on favorite for the fruitcake toss. But you never know. He will return for that event. Okay. Well. If anybody wants to say anything, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. on this chilly morning. You know, maybe people are under the blankets this morning. Just chilled to the bone that we got below freezing last night. I hope people had their heat on and things of that nature. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, again, the list for the fruitcake toss on December 15th. Sarah, Judy Cressa, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph, Glenn, Brandon, and Angie. That's where the list stands at this point. Now, where we go from there, I guess time will tell. All right. Oh, here's what I wanted to do. We started a family feud the other day and kind of got a fair way through it. We had one family feud question a couple weeks ago that we had no luck with at all. The one we had no luck with at all was name things you would put on social media. That did not go anywhere. We could not get a guess on that one to save our lives. So the one we went to after that was what annoying things do dogs do? What annoying things do dogs do? Now, number one was go to the restroom on the floor, and number four was bark all the time. But there are still three other answers. Does anybody know what the three other answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What annoying things do dogs do? Go to the restroom on the floor was number one, and I think we all can agree that that would be an annoying thing that a dog would do. And number four was bark all the time. You know, and that will annoy your neighbors as well. Nothing that will annoy your neighbor more than a dog barking all the time. But what are the remaining three answers here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What annoying things do dogs do? Go to the restroom on the floor, number one, and bark all the time was number four. Three answers left. We've got the number two, three, and five fifth answers left. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. What annoying things do dogs do? 740-751-4038. All right, so we've got that going again. And again, anytime you want to comment on anything else that we've talked about, from the fire levy to the what's the deal with people having a beef with Colleen Marshall, to what is a radio voice, to anything to do with the fruitcake toss, any of those things are on the table right now. You know, my tire light is still on. I'm going to have to stop and get air now in one of these tires. Because I don't know which one it is. You know, I've looked at all the tires, and none of them look like they're going flat. And this started, 3 days ago? I started talking about the tire light being on. I have no idea what in the world is going on with the tire light. Just popped on the other day. I thought it was because of the cold temperature. Maybe with the temperature starting to go in the upright position here in the next few days, it'll be a little better. But I don't know. I think it's the cold weather. Doesn't cold weather do something to your tire pressure? I'm pretty sure it does. And at this point, I don't know that putting air in any of these tires is going to do any good, but it might. It might. You know, if cold air makes the air in your tire go down, will warm air make it go up? That's the question. I don't know if it would or not. All right, and the family feud question is here. What annoying things do dogs do? What annoying things do dogs do? Go to the restroom on the floor was number one. and Bark All of the Time was number 4. So there are 3 answers left. Does anybody know what annoying things dogs do? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All the annoying things that dogs can do. You know, the other 3 answers are pretty common things that dogs do. You know, the other night I was walking, and I was going to tell this story, and it slipped my mind at the time. I think it was over the weekend. I was out walking, and, oh, well, let's take the phone call here, then we'll come back to this. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
They chew.
Chew. Yes, chew on the furniture. Number 2 answer. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, they do chew on the furniture. So now we've got 3 of the answers here. What annoying things do dogs do? We've got go to the restroom on the floor, number 1. Chew on the furniture, that's number 2. Bark all of the time, that's number 4. But there are still 2 other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the other 2 answers? What annoying things do dogs do? Give us a buzz here. You know, the one of these might be difficult. You know, I don't know. Maybe difficult, maybe not. I really don't know now that I look at it. Go ahead, caller.
They bite.
Bite is not on the list. Hey, did you happen to read? Did you happen to read the paper this morning about the audit? What's going on with the city? What is that all about?
Oh, I don't know. They missed the deadline.
Oh, they missed another deadline.
Well, I think they had to make up for the other one, and they got. Let's see here. It says they don't want their. They've already got. They don't want their. Bond rating. I guess they already had it taken down. I don't know how they rate that, but they didn't want it taken down another time. I don't know. It's something about money, as if they're, I don't know, charged more or something. But they don't want that to happen.
Well, did it say why they were not able to get the audit done on time?
No, but she had told the city council, I think was it September, she had told them that it would be late. And they're going to update the software. They're going to try to get that fixed so they could do it better, I guess.
Well, there's definitely some kind of issue there. We hope they work it out, but I don't know what in the world it's going to be.
Well, I think they had to do from the prior one. They had to go back and do a lot of that, the state. So then that maybe made them late for this one.
That could be. That could definitely be.
It says in, in late August and early September, they needed more money, too. They went to city council. They needed more money for something. They were missing the deadline. I don't know if they were working, like, overtime, maybe, or something to get it.
Now, does it say anything about services like the senior center or the transportation being in jeopardy?
Well, I don't think I saw anything about that in here.
Well, that's good, because I know at one point that was a big issue, but apparently now it's just a bond rating issue.
Let's see, they missed the federal clearinghouse filing deadline, and the state auditor could not help them. I don't know if, I think it was maybe so they had to hire an outside to help them. I guess usually they can, but maybe there was a lot of places having trouble. So I think they had to hire an outside person to do something. So that maybe was why they wanted the money.
Well, hopefully they get it straightened out down there. Let's just hope.
Yeah, they didn't want the bond rating somehow. They got, what do you call it? They got, it was lowered, and they don't want it lowered again. I don't know what that has to do with.
Well, I think
that's what they were scared about. They because of the other guy didn't get it on time, too. Somehow, maybe it's them being bonded. They dropped it or something, and she didn't want it dropped again.
Well, well, let's just hope they're able to figure it out. But that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, the Family Feud question this morning. What annoying things do dogs do? What annoying things do dogs do? We've got to go to the restroom on the floor, chew on the furniture, and bark all the time. Still two answers left. What are they? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What annoying things do dogs do? Who's got the answers here? Now, one, as I say, might be a little more difficult than the other one. Now, the other one, I've seen dogs do this constantly. But the first one, yeah, I've probably seen dogs do this, but it probably is not something that would come to your mind right away. I guess is the best way to put it. But if you have a guess, send it over to us. What annoying things do dogs do? Go to the restroom on the floor was one. Chew on the furniture was number two. Bark all the time was number four. We still have two answers left. The number three and the number five answers. 740-751-4038. What annoying things do dogs do? 740-751-4038. Who's got the brilliant answers here this morning on WGH? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
They jump on you.
Yeah, that's the one that I thought was more common. You know, you have people over and the dogs jump on you. Thank you.
Okay, Scott Husker will tell you he didn't want it degraded again about the bond or removed entirely. Now, I don't know what that's about. But the thing is, the one before her, the city auditor, and that Kelly Carr before him, they had three things, and two of them involved them. So they were going back... something about that one before Landon. Something to do with him, and she didn't finish the 2020 audit until May 2020, 2022. And so, they don't want that city's bond rating degraded or taken away. I don't know what that has to do with. So it wasn't really all her. She had the two previous city auditors that they found situations with.
So she just finished up the 2020 audit back in May.
May, and then they worked on it, and then they're going to the software do better with that. I mean, I guess they were supposed to train everybody on it and stuff like that, but they had to go to, I know it said an outside source because the state which uncovers the things, I think they were too busy. I mean, so somehow I think they had to hire an outside consultant to or something to help them with it.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. Well,
so it wasn't all her. She's making up. Somehow they had to go back to that car and something her and then Landon. They had that whole situation to deal with. And then, yeah, so.
Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Goodbye.
Now, somebody else was calling in there. Now, if you just get the ringing... if the phone just keeps ringing, this means we're on the line with somebody else, so try us back. So whoever that was, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. What annoying things do dogs do? We've got four of the five. We've got go to the restroom on the floor. We've got chew the furniture. We've got bark all the time. And we've got jump on people. Still one answer left. What is that answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it's interesting. It's the number three answer. It's right in the middle. The top two were go to the restroom on the floor and chew the furniture. The bottom two were bark all the time and jump on people. but we've still got the number three answer right smack dab in the middle. What is it? And we had another call there, like I say, while we were on the line there with Judy. If that was you and you were trying to get a guess in or had something else to say, give us a call, 740-751-4038. Coming up on 37 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. What annoying things do dogs do? Now, this might be the more difficult answer. I think this is probably the most difficult answer of the bunch, to be honest. Like I said, I've seen dogs do this, but, you know, it's probably not one of the most common things in the world we've ever seen. Go ahead, caller.
How about they lick you?
Not lick you, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not lick you, but that is a very good guess, to be sure. Tough category. Especially when we get down to one answer. When we get down to one answer, that's always probably the most difficult. What annoying things do dogs do? Go to the restroom on the floor is one. Chew the furniture is number two. Bark all the time is number four. Jump on people's number five. And there's one in the middle that we have. We still don't have the number three answer. What annoying things do dogs do for all you people who own dogs out there? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 38 minutes past the hour, and should remind people that we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims coming up at 10:15 this morning till 12 noon. And then we have the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 12:15 until 1 p.m., all this good programming right here on WGH Talk. What is our remaining answer? What smart person out there this morning is going to slip in with this answer? You know, it would be a pet lover or maybe a dog owner who has had these issues with dogs in the past. What annoying things do dogs do? One was go to the restroom on the floor, two was chew on furniture, four was bark all the time, and five was jump on people. What is that answer smack dab in the middle? Number three. 740-751-4038. And it looks like we got the information on the whole city missing their audit deadline. Apparently, the 2020 audit was just done in May, and the 2021 audit is not done yet. That deadline has just been missed, but it's not the fault of the current auditor, I guess. It's things that went on in the past. Well, the past, I guess, is the past. 740-751-4038. Also, any questions in regard to the fire levy? Do you think that's going to pass? What else do we have here? Abby's nose getting back in joint and her coming in tomorrow at 12:15 for the big competition. Does anybody have any suggestions for what that competition should be? Does anybody know why my tire light on my car would have come on Tuesday? Does anybody want to enter anybody in the fruitcake toss? Fruitcake toss December 15th at 7 p.m. at the radio station. And we learned today that Glenn Coble will be there. So now we have Sarah, Judy Cressup, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph Thacker. If anybody knows Ralph Thacker, by the way, let him know he's been entered. He was our first fruitcake toss champion. Glenn Coble is in, Brandon, and Angie. So that is the group we have right now, December 15th at 7:10, the third annual Fruitcake Toss. What an event it's going to be. And remember, you can nominate anybody you want to be in this competition. All you got to do is call in and let that person know that they are in that competition. 740-751-4038. Who's got the last answer for the Family Feud this morning? What annoying things do dogs do? Go to the restroom on the floor, chew on the furniture, bark all the time, jump on people, and one answer remains. What is that one elusive answer that we have here today? 740-751-4038. You know, it sounds like there's a car running behind me, but I don't see any cars out front, so I don't know what that's all about. Hard to tell, day to day. What annoying things do dogs do? You know, I think the problem here is we've named most of them. And as I say, this last one is kind of hard. It certainly is something dogs could do that would annoy people, but it's not what you would call a really common thing, I would guess. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I have two, but I'll say get you up at night to let them out.
Nope, that's a good guess, though.
Oh, okay.
All right. Not getting you up at night to let you out. That's a good guess. That's not the answer on the table, though, here. You know, I'll tell you, it would even be hard to give a clue on this one, to be honest. I'm not even sure what kind of clue you would give. Although, I'll tell you, here's a little bit of a clue. I talked a little bit, not what the dog would do, but I talked a little bit about this subject early on in the program. Now, it's not what the dog would do that would be annoying, but I talked about these earlier in the program. So maybe that's the best clue I can give for this particular answer. 740-751-4038. Now, you really got to be smart and on the ball at 44 minutes past the hour here to pick up on that, because you've got to remember what I was talking about earlier and how a dog would be annoying doing something with that. 740-751-4038. Holy moly. Well, we've done fairly well with this category. We've gotten four of the five. That certainly is a plus. Go to the restroom on the floor, chew on the furniture, bark all the time, jump on people. We still don't have the number three answer, though, to finish off this category. Are we going to get it in the next 15 minutes? What annoying things do dogs do? What annoying things do dogs do? One annoying thing left, I guess, on the list today. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, I can't get you tuned in this morning.
Oh,
my phone is a piece of junk, so it's killing me to not know what's going on.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'll tell you, we've run down the fruitcake toss list again, and I did let people know that Glenn has responded. Glenn will be there.
Oh, goody.
Yep, and I did talk with Angie, and Angie will be there. So the only person we are out now is, we don't know if Ralph Thacker knows, so if anybody knows Ralph, talk to him. And we're doing a Family Feud category with what annoying things do dogs do, and we've got to go to the restroom on the floor, chew the furniture, bark all the time, jump on people. We still don't have the final answer, though.
Bite?
Nope, bite's not on the list. That's a good guess. Well, Abby's coming in tomorrow, we've learned, at 12:15, because her nose is finally back in joint.
What's going to be the new competition?
Well, that's the question. That's been one of the things we've talked about this morning, is what should be that. We're not doing push-ups. We're not doing anything that's timed. We're not doing anything that anybody has to count. But it will be a competition that both her and I will participate in. And winner take all. But we were looking for suggestions as to what that might be.
And I know my luck. My phone probably won't work tomorrow, so I'll be lost in listener land.
No, you'll have to.
Now I know how Lee feels. And Judy Cross up.
Missing this show is like missing the fulcrum to your day.
I didn't realize how addicted I was until I couldn't, like, listen anymore.
You know, that is a tragedy, because when you're used to something, when you're in your routine, that's bad.
Yes, I mean, some people have morning coffee or a cigarette. I have WWGH.
Oh, don't start talking about cigarettes. We'll hear from old Windpipe. You know, he's obsessed with smoking.
Oh, he smokes?
No, he doesn't smoke, but he's got some obsession with smoking, and I don't know what it is.
See, if I were ever to interview you, that would have been one of my questions. Did you ever dabble in, like, smoking?
Did I ever dabble in smoking? No, I never did, you know, and I don't know why. I never had.
You never even took one puff in your
whole perfect life.
No,
and that's the truth. You know, that was something I never had any interest in. I don't know why. It just never appealed to. I didn't have asthma or anything. It wasn't like a medical thing. I don't know. It never. The people I hung around with didn't do it, and so I guess it never was in my. I don't know. I'm not saying I'm not susceptible as anybody else, but no, I never did.
Well, stay golden, Tony boy.
Hey, thank you.
Bye.
All right, we had somebody else calling in there. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, Sarah, her phone is not working, so she is in a depression this morning, not being able to hear this program. This is an addiction. This program is now listed with smoking and what else did she say people have? Oh, coffee. Smoking and coffee and this show are the morning addictions that people have. If that was you trying to buzz in, give us a buzz, 48 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. 36 degrees. And mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area. As always, remember, if the phone's just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz. Want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss? Give us a call, 740-751-4038. And our Family Feud question this morning, what annoying things do dogs do? We've got go to the restroom on the floor, chew the furniture, bark all the time, jump on people. One answer left. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. And it's the answer smack dab in the middle, the number three answer of all things. 740-751-4038. What annoying things do dogs do? Or if there's anything else you want to come up with, what competition should Abby and I do tomorrow? And it has to be a competition. No counting, no timing. How do you feel about the fire levy? Let's see. What other topics were we on this morning? Oh, what is a radio voice? I should have asked Sarah that. What in the world is a radio voice? And, you know, when is the Del Taco going to open up? There's a question for you. That's still a little iffy. And does anybody know yet what this building down the street's going to be here? That used to be Popeyes, used to be, what else was it? White Castle. Used to be Popeyes, used to be White Castle. They're painting the thing. But I have not seen any signs out there yet indicating what that building is going to be. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. And the only person who has not been notified for the fruitcake toss is Ralph Thacker. So if anybody knows Ralph or how to get a hold of Ralph, let him know he's been entered for December 15th at 7 p.m. at the radio station for the fruitcake toss. Ralph was the first fruitcake toss champion. 51 minutes past the hour here. All righty. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got that final answer? Got to be somebody out there who knows what dogs do that are annoying. Go to the restroom on the floor, chew the furniture, bark all the time, jump on people. The number three answer right in the middle. What is it? What's an annoying thing that a dog would do? You know, there are probably people out there this morning who are really dog lovers saying, well, my dog has never done anything annoying. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We're down to 8 minutes. I don't know if we're going to get the answer or not. The final 8 minutes, as it were, who's going to be the person who slips in with this final right answer? I don't know. Maybe we won't get it. It's a tougher answer. You know, it was the one earlier that I was saying was probably the most difficult answer in this whole bunch. In any event, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. What could that answer possibly be? What annoying things do dogs do? I'll tell you one annoying thing that dogs do. They lose their collars, like President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy. Boy, oh boy. You know, that $5,000 reward still exists if anybody has any information to the return for the return of that dog collar. Till the end of the year. Go ahead, caller.
When you give them a bath, they shake water all over you.
Not shake water, but a good guess.
Okay, and for your contest with Amy, you could have a food-eating contest.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, what type of food do you think we should eat?
How about a food cake?
Oh, Lord.
You know who would win.
Yeah, she would win that one because I would not touch that thing.
I know.
For love nor money, I would not touch that. I don't
know.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, a fruitcake eating contest. What a disaster that could be. 740-751-4038. 54 minutes past the hour here. What annoying things do dogs do? Well, we hope one day Laddie Boy's dog collar will be returned. You know, $5,000 reward up through December 31st, so not that long left. But if you return it, no questions asked, $5,000. Not too bad, not too shabby at all. 740-751-4038. Coming up on 55 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. What annoying things do dogs do? Four answers we got pretty easily. Go to the restroom on the floor, chew on the furniture, bark all the time, jump on people. But that middle answer, and it was the number three answer, it wasn't even the last answer. What is that answer? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. We're hoping somebody pulls it out. 36 degrees here in Marion now. That temperature's just rising right up there. It's going to be a heat wave before we know it here. 36 degrees in Marion. Started out at 31 this morning. So we've come up 5 degrees now. We've come up 5 degrees in 2 hours. Not too shabby. Voice of the People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 to noon, and Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1. All right, what annoying things do dogs do? What is that final answer? 56 minutes past the hour. Okay, here's the hint I'm going to try to give to you, and maybe somebody will get this. It has to do with digging up something. What would a dog dig up? So there's the big hint. What would a dog dig up? All right. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
They lick themselves or people?
Not licking themselves or people, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not licking themselves or other people. All right, the hint I have here is digging. What would a dog dig up? As we approach 57 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What would a dog dig up? With 3 minutes left to go, 36 degrees, mostly sunny sky. It does look sunny outside. Look, it looks nice, but when you go out, you know you need a jacket, to be sure. We're about at the two-minute warning here this morning. All right, maybe this is the correct answer. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Did you start another quiz?
No.
Well, didn't you just say what would a dog dig up?
Yeah, what would a... Well, that's the same one. That's the final answer. What would a dog dig up?
Oh, it's a bone.
Not a bone, but a good guess. Not a bone. What would a dog dig up? But that's still under the same category. That was just the hint I gave. We're at the two-minute warning now. What annoying things do dogs do? We've got go to the restroom on the floor, chew on the furniture, bark all the time, jump on people, and the number three answer, the final answer, has to do with digging up. What would a dog dig up? Now, it's not a bone with about 90 seconds left to go here. What would a dog dig up? 740-751-4038. And again, remember the fruitcake toss December 15th at 7 p.m. Sarah, Judy Cressup, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph, Glenn Coble, Brandon, Angie, all in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say your yard.
Not your yard, but a good guess. Yard is close. Yard is close, but not your yard. What would the dog dig up? Well, don't forget to join me tomorrow starting at 8:15 in the morning. I'll be on through 1 p.m. tomorrow, the big competition with Abby at 12:15. That'll be a knockdown drag out tomorrow here on the station. 3 weeks in the making. All right, maybe we'll get one more call in here this morning. Go ahead.
You dig up your flowers.
Not flowers, but very close. Not flowers, but boy, that was close. All right, we're out of time today. Think about it tonight. Maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow. Voice of a People with Linda Sims coming up next for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
I just sent my prayer to the real God. I said, hey man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them.